I now give the floor to His Highness Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Minister for Foreign Affairs of the United Arab Republic Emirates.
Sayyid al-Rais.
Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure at the outset to join all the previous speakers who have congratulated Your Excellency on your election as President of the 69th session of the General Assembly. I am confident that your experience in international affairs, Mr. Minister, and you will contribute to the success of this session. And we stand ready to fully support you during your presidency to ensure success. I would also like to take this opportunity to commend your predecessor, His Excellency John Ash, for his wise leadership of the previous session. Mr. President, I also would like to thank from this podium His Excellency Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations, and United Nations staff globally for their continued efforts to promote global peace and security and achieve development and well-being for all peoples of the world. We meet today, as we do each year, to renew our commitment and adherence to the principles enshrined in the Charter upon which the United Nations was founded, and to reiterate our firm belief in its objectives, including creating a peaceful and secure world and achieving prosperity and development for all peoples. We believe that these noble objectives can be achieved by doing two things. The first one is playing an effective and responsible role in regional and international issues through constructive dialogue, positive engagement, and peaceful resolution of disputes, and by creating a suitable environment for international relations based on the principles of good neighbors, moderation, tolerance, and nonviolence. Dear colleagues, the United Arab Emirates expresses its serious concern at the current forms of extremism, terrorism, and sectarian divisions in the region, which have become a grave threat to international peace and security. In addition to being a violation of human rights, terrorism threatens the integrity and values of states, undermines their social fabric, destroys their security and development achievements, and erodes their cultural and human heritage. The acts of these terrorist organizations, which include indiscriminate killings, mass executions, kidnappings, and intimidation of innocent women and children, are criminal acts, heinous criminal acts, which are strongly condemned by the United Arab Emirates. The United Arab Emirates also denounces the brutal methods used by these groups in the name of Islam, as Islam rejects such crimes, which are inconsistent with the moderate approach of Islam and the principles of peaceful coexistence among all people. With the increased incidence of terrorism and extremism in our region, most notably perpetrated by ISIS, the international community must be aware that the threats posed by these terrorist and extremist groups are expanding beyond our region to threaten the rest of the civilized world. Several countries in the region, such as Afghanistan, Somalia, Yemen, Iraq, Syria, Libya, and the states of the African Sahel, are suffering at the hands of terrorist takfiri groups, which have exploited the unstable conditions in these countries to create an environment that they believe will guarantee them steady funding, logistical support, training, and recruitment. These extremist and terrorist organizations promote an obscurant, exclusive, and illicit message in tandem with brutal acts to impose their control and increase their influence in order to achieve their goals. The current collective action against the threat of ISIS and other terrorist groups reflects the international community's common conviction of the necessity to confront this imminent danger. Civilized communities have no other option but to succeed completely in this test and eliminate this threat. In this test, we must succeed. With regard to Libya, the United Arab Emirates is concerned about the deteriorating security conditions and the repercussions on the stability of neighboring countries. We strongly oppose the acts committed by terrorist groups there, which undermine the work of the legitimately elected institutions in Libya. The United Arab Emirates' policy towards Libya is to provide full, unconditional support for the legitimate decisions taken by the Libyan people through their national elected House of Representatives. The latest developments in our brother country, in our sisterly country, Iraq, are increasingly alarming, where ISIS has exploited the sectarian practices of the former government in Iraq to garner support from affected communities in expanding their influence over large parts of the country with extreme brutality. While these terrorist groups are threatening the sovereignty of Iraq and its social, cultural, and religious fabric, they continue to exploit the chaos in Syria to achieve their purposes without any regard to sovereignty or national borders. In this context, the United Arab Emirates believes that the current collective action will address the growing threat of extremist fighters in Syria, which has increased in Syria and in Iraq. And here, I welcome the recent decision in the Security Council which confronts and blocks these groups. This threat by extremist fighters has increased in the midst of violence inflicted by the Syrian regime upon the Syrian people. At this critical juncture, we must support the moderate Syrian opposition as part of an effective strategy to counter extremism and terrorism. From this platform, we express our deep concern at the grave developments taking place in Yemen. The Houthis, which are trying by violence to undermine the political process and the constitutional legitimacy of the Yemeni state, compel us to take a firm and immediate stand against changing the reality through violence and force. We have to realize that the exclusive sectarian and individualistic approach is not an acceptable option to the Yemeni people who aspire to building an inclusive civil state which is capable of committing to the terms of national dialogue and continuing the implementation of the Gulf Cooperation Council initiative and its mechanisms. The United Arab Emirates will continue to support the political transition process in Yemen and will support the efforts of the Yemeni state towards achieving stability and development. Mr. President, in light of the recent developments in the region, it is incumbent upon us, as nations pledged to abide by the principles enshrined in the Charter, to focus our efforts on combating this dangerous scourge. The United Arab Emirates, therefore, calls upon the international community and member states to cooperate in combating these terrorist groups and to take comprehensive measures to fight them through a clear, unified strategy. These efforts should not be limited to Iraq and Syria alone, but must also include the locations of these groups wherever they might exist. We also point out that taking gradual measures to address these challenges will be futile. We must intensify our efforts in order to combat these groups promptly and effectively. Ladies and gentlemen, while our attention should be fully focused on countering terrorism, the United Arab Emirates believes that supporting governments facing serious security challenges is of critical importance. Active participation is also required to provide the necessary assistance to restore peace and security in these countries through supporting their legitimate institutions. In this context, we continue to highlight the importance of respecting the sovereignty and independence of states and supporting all political efforts aimed at achieving peaceful settlements of ongoing conflicts and disputes. Without these efforts, violence will continue. And only violence will continue. The United Arab Emirates hopes to see security and stability prevail through all countries. Mr. President, I once again reiterate the United Arab Emirates' firm position towards renouncing terrorism and extremism in all their forms. My country is fulfilling its responsibilities and is committed to participate constructively at the national, regional, and international levels to combat violent extremism and affiliated beliefs and terrorist acts. The United Arab Emirates, through its membership in the Global Counterterrorism Forum, coordinates with other international organizations and concerned countries to ensure that its territory is not being exploited to facilitate or execute terrorist acts, as well as other related crimes such as financing terrorism, human trafficking, and the recruitment of people for committing such egregious crimes. Through hosting the Hidayah Center for Training, Dialogue, and Research to Combat Violent Extremism, the United Arab Emirates continues to support the international community in building capacities and exchanging best practices on this issue. My country also continues to develop its national policies and its legislative and executive systems in order to deter and confront all acts of terrorism, eradicate its roots, and protect our youth from being lured into the circle of extremism and violence. To this end, the United Arab Emirates recently adopted a federal law on combating terrorist crimes. The law contains strict penalties against those found guilty of inciting terrorism or committing terrorist acts. The United Arab Emirates is also strengthening preventive policies by establishing centers for the rehabilitation of people influenced by extremist and terrorist ideologies. Mr. President, the United Arab Emirates hopes for the recovery and restoration of security and stability in the region so that governments can carry out their duties and obligations and so that their peoples can resume their normal lives in a constructive way. Mr. President, we look towards the government of the Arab Republic of Egypt as a model in its, and we look to it in its method of government and the restoration of cultural and human rights as a promising path. Dear colleagues, we regret the statements of some individuals, the doubts they have raised surrounding the legitimacy of the government of Egypt. The present Egyptian government was freely elected by its people, who believe in their ability to fulfill their aspirations, questioning the Egyptian people's will. And its right to choose its representative is an interference in the internal affairs of Egypt and undermines the stability of Egypt and the region. We would like to emphasize that the stability of Egypt is the stability of the entire region. Therefore, the United Arab Emirates calls upon the international community to provide the necessary support to the Egyptian government and its economy to boost their efforts towards achieving progress and prosperity. I would also like to commend the generous initiative of the King of Saudi Arabia, the custodian of the two holy mosques, in supporting the Egyptian economy through announcing the Egyptian Economic Summit. This represents a visionary approach towards supporting the future of Egypt and maintaining moderation in the region. The United Arab Emirates, Mr. President, expresses its disappointment at the failure of the peace negotiations between Palestine and Israel. We strongly condemn Israel's aggression against Gaza, especially the destruction inflicted upon civilian population and facilities, including facilities of our organization, the United Nations. We demand a thorough, transparent, and independent investigation in order to determine the legal responsibility for these damages. We hope that the continued failure of these peace negotiations would not lead to a resurgence of violence, which would allow the return of terrorism to the region in a new and more brutal form. Mr. President, the establishment of peace and security in the region is a key element in achieving global stability. It is a priority in the foreign policy of the United Arab Emirates, which derives its principles from the UN Charter and the provisions of international law. On the basis of these principles, my government expresses from this podium once again its rejection of the continued Iranian occupation of the three United Arab Emirates islands, the Greater and Lesser Tombs, and Abu Musa. We demand the restoration of the United Arab Emirates' full sovereignty over these islands. We emphasized that all actions and measures taken by Iranian authorities are contrary to international law and to all norms and all common human values. In this respect, we would like to point out that the Islamic Republic of Iran has recently hoisted the Iranian flag on the part of Abu Musa Island, allocated to the United Arab Emirates, based on the 1971 Memorandum of Understanding regarding that island. That constitutes a violation of that Memorandum of Understanding. Therefore, we strongly protest this action and consider it a flagrant violation of the Memorandum of Understanding, devoid of any legal effect on the island. We renew our call from this platform to the international community to urge Iran to respond to the repeated peaceful, sincere calls of the United Arab Emirates for a just settlement to this issue, either through direct, serious negotiations between the two countries or by referral to the International Court of Justice to settle this dispute finally, in accordance with the principles of the United Nations Charter and the provisions of international law. Mr. President, on the other hand, the United Arab Emirates welcomes the ongoing negotiations between the P5+1 and Iran aimed at reaching a comprehensive settlement on Iran's nuclear program, and affirms that in order to avoid the emergence of an arms race in the region, a final and strict agreement must be reached. The region does not need further tension and instability. Nevertheless, the United Arab Emirates believes that the peaceful use of nuclear energy is a necessity in order to meet the world's growing energy demands. In my country, we are proud to be pioneers of a successful model in the peaceful use of nuclear energy that is compliant with the highest standards of transparency, safety, and security. Dear colleagues, despite the challenges facing the region, my country has always sought to preserve its accomplishments to remain a model of moderation, tolerance, and peaceful coexistence in the region, consistent with current international efforts. The United Arab Emirates strongly believes that investment in human development is important in the long term, and therefore it attaches great importance to the negotiations process on the international development on the post-2015 international development agenda, including sustainable development goals. And we welcome the results of these consultations, which put the eradication of poverty at the heart of development goals. My country has also supported the inclusion of goals focusing on providing sustainable energy for all, developing a green economy, food security, safe drinking water, gender equality, and women's empowerment. We are committed to pursuing economic and social policies focusing primarily on achieving individual development and providing all means necessary for a person to lead a decent and productive life and for promoting prosperity. In this context, I would like to point out that Dubai has won the right to host the World Expo 2020. This is a great achievement, and we thank all those countries which supported us in this endeavor. We look forward to work with the member states to organize an exhibition that meets all the aspirations of us all. Mr. President, comprehensive and sustainable development cannot be achieved without the participation of all segments of society in the national development process. Accordingly, the United Arab Emirates pays special attention to women's empowerment. My country now occupies a prominent place among the countries of the world in terms of women's achievement and successes in all areas of life. Our efforts are not limited solely to empowering women in the United Arab Emirates, but also include supporting women throughout the region and around the world. Abu Dhabi, will host a United Nations Women Liaison Office with the support and leadership of Her Highness Sheikha Fatima bint Mubarak. And we are also assisting UN Women in the preparations for the high-level global review on women, peace, and security. These efforts reflect the interests and participation of the United Arab Emirates in international efforts aimed at treating women as effective partners and agents in preventing wars and resolving conflicts, and that women also play a key role in countering violence and promoting peace and security throughout the world. Mr. President, we must continue to pay special attention to the issue of climate change. Recent international estimates indicate that the implications of climate change have become a major challenge to development. But we still have some time to mitigate the impact of these effects through international cooperation. In this context, we welcome the outcome of the recent UN Climate Summit held a few days ago here at the United Nations. And we thank His Excellency, the Secretary General of the United Nations, for his efforts to advance this important issue prior to the start of our meetings here at the GA, at the General Assembly. And we thank all those who participated. We also urge all parties to abide by the agreements reached in this regard and stress that developed countries must take the lead in this respect. Mr. President, the United Arab efforts in the field of renewable energy cover different parts of the world. We host the International Agency for Renewable Agency (INERA) in Abu Dhabi. We also invest more than $500 million in the form of grants and low-interest loans for renewable energy projects in developing countries. We also have extensive and various commercial investments totaling billions of dollars in the renewable energy sector internationally. These initiatives, investments, and grants all contribute to addressing climate change and its repercussions all over the world. Mr. President, in conclusion, I would like to emphasize that the United Arab Emirates will continue making every effort to achieve our aspirations of contributing to a secure and stable world in which people can live in dignity, peace, and well-being. Thank you.
I thank the President of the United Arab Emirates for his statement.